In the days of Jeroboam the second, son of Jehoash, king of Israel, a prophet of the Lord named Jonah lived in the northern kingdom. Jonah, son of Amittai, came from Gath-Hepha, a village of the tribe of Zebulun in Galilee. The word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me." Nineveh, capital of the Assyrian Empire, lay on the banks of the Tigris in Mesopotamia. It was a great and powerful city, a beautiful, wealthy metropolis, but extremely corrupt and very evil. The Lord ordered Jonah to prophesy against Nineveh because of the wickedness of its inhabitants. He was to tell the people that God was going to destroy the city if they did not repent and turn from their evil ways. The Assyrians were known to be very cruel, and their empire at that time was the greatest in the world. No nation could withstand them. So, although Jonah was a prophet of the Lord, he was unwilling to obey God's command. Instead of setting out on the long journey eastwards, he travelled in exactly the opposite direction. He went down to the ancient seaport of Joppa on the Mediterranean coast and found a ship bound for the port of Tarshish in southern Spain. This was a trading station visited by fleets that traded in smelted copper. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Spain. Tarshish represented the most distant point he could go to flee from the presence of the Lord. Jonah went below deck, lay down, and fell into a deep sleep. Then the Lord sent a great wind over the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. The sailors were terrified, and each cried out to his own God as they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck and was sound asleep. The captain went down to him and woke him up, saying, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us and we will not perish." The crew began to think that a criminal must be on board. They said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. They asked him, "Tell us, where do you come from? What is your country and your occupation? Why has this trouble come upon us?" Jonah replied, "I am a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land." Then he told them he was running away from the Lord, and the sailors were very afraid. "What have you done?" they said. The storm continued to get worse. The waves beat against the ship, and the wind grew stronger. So they said to him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" The violence of the wind and the waves increased, and the boat was about to break up and sink. Jonah knew that he was at fault, and that he alone should be punished. "Pick me up," he said, "and throw me into the sea, and it will become calm. I know that it is because of me that this great storm has come upon you." The men, however, did all they could to save the prophet. They tried to row back to land, but they could not, for the storm grew worse and worse. So they cried out to the Lord. "O Lord," they said, "please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, O Lord, have done as you pleased." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. The men realized that this was the work of God, and they greatly feared the Lord. So they offered a sacrifice and made vows to the Lord God. Jonah fell into the sea and disappeared. As he went down into the deep, the Lord sent a great fish to swallow him, and he was inside the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Amazed to be still alive in the heart of the ocean, Jonah praised the Lord his God and thanked him for having spared his life. He prayed, expressing his assurance that God would deliver him, and the Lord heard his prayer. Next episode, Jonah goes to Nineveh.